WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:03, it's partly to mostly cloudy, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. In state news, Governor Terry Branstad says he'll propose during union negotiations that state employees pay 20% of their health care costs. Branstad told the Des Moines Register on Tuesday that, quote, everybody ought to have some skin in the game and ought to pay something toward health insurance. Iowa legislators and most state employees don't share the cost of insurance premiums. Officials calculate that Branstad's initiative could save the state almost $111 million per year. State union leaders have said that not having to pay health care premiums is the employees' trade-off for the lower pay in government jobs. News time is 8:04.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says the celebration will be held this coming Saturday, June 16th, to mark the 50th anniversary of the Prairie Rose State Park in Shelby County. The program will be held outside the park office and shop area at 2:30 p.m. Refreshments will be provided, and Friends of Prairie Rose will sell commemorative T-shirts and have historic photos on display. In an effort to preserve Iowa's natural beauty and provide outdoor recreational facilities, plans for Prairie Rose and more than a dozen other state parks were initiated in the 1933 25-year conservation plan. Today, actual construction of the dam did not begin until 1958, and the park was donated on June 16, 1962. Prairie Rose currently provides the outdoor recreation it was intended to for more than 100,000-plus visitors each year. The park offers a wide variety of amenities, including a campground, cabins, picnic areas, and more than 7 miles of multi-use trails. The 218-acre lake, popular for fishing, boating, and swimming, is currently under renovation. If you'd like more information about this Saturday's event at Prairie Rose, you can call 712-773-2701. The Iowa DNR Green Veterans AmeriCorps members will be leading volunteers in waste audits at Iowa's state parks this summer. Volunteers are needed to assist with separating, weighing, documenting, and bagging recyclables for processing. The information collected will be used to determine the feasibility of on-site recycling in state parks. Waste audits are planned locally for Lake Manawa State Park on June the 18th from 9 a.m. until noon, and at Lake Anita State Park on July the 2nd from 8:30 a.m. until noon. Volunteers should wear clothing suitable for sorting waste and closed-toed, comfortable shoes. Other safety equipment and instructions will be provided on the site. If you'd like more information or to pre-register, call Caitlin Vitko at 515-725-0153. The volunteers will meet at the park campgrounds. The waste audits are being performed at several state parks and may help identify additional sustainability-related opportunities. The Southwest Iowa Association of Realtors says over the last year, home sales have increased 8% in Southwest Iowa and continue reaching that goal. The Iowa Finance Authority and the Iowa Association of Realtors have partnered with the Southwest Iowa Lenders and Realtors to promote the Meaning of Home Ownership contest. The effort among lenders and realtors is to show Iowans their support for home ownership and the importance of keeping home ownership on the rise. The social media contest consists of Iowa mortgage lenders and realtors asking their clients what home ownership truly means to them. Participants will redefine home ownership by writing a short phrase or word on a memo board and snapping a photo for an entry. The contestant with the most votes in the Facebook contest will win a $1,500 gift card. Council Bluffs area residents are encouraged to visit a participating contest location for their chance to win. A full list of the current contest locations is available at foursquare.com/Iowa Finance. And contest entries will be voted on by the public July 2nd through the 15th at facebook.com/Iowa Finance. The entry with the most votes, as we mentioned, will receive a $1,500 gift card, and the lender or realtors or real estate agent with the most combined votes will receive a $2,500 community betterment grant. Officials say home sales in Des Moines rose in May for the fifth month in a row. Des Moines Area Association of Realtors said in a report that pending sales jumped nearly 13% in May over May of 2011. Randy Clarkson of Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group says that there's a little more confidence out there. Clarkson also says that homes priced over $250,000 are selling at a faster pace. Experts say the improving job market is pushing gains in the housing market. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics said that in just 4 months, the Des Moines area has added 3,800 jobs. But the area must regain 4,300 more jobs to return to pre-recession figures. One person was injured during a semi-rollover accident on Interstate 80 Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County. State Patrol says 35-year-old Isaac Johnson of Washington, Georgia, was attempting to re-enter the interstate off the rest area near mile marker 32, about 2 miles west of the Shelby exit. At around 8:20 a.m. Saturday, when the semi he was driving got too far off to the right and slipped onto the shoulder. Johnson told deputies that as he was leaving the rest area, he was checking his mirrors and the semi was sucked off the shoulder and rolled onto its side. The co-driver, who was in the sleeper cab, Daryl Henry, was trapped inside the sleeper section of the semi. He was extricated by mechanical means before being flown by helicopter to Creighton Medical Center with incapacitating injuries. Johnson, the driver, was uninjured in the crash. The truck was totaled in the accident. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour here on KJAN. A sharp drop in gas prices has brought U.S. retail sales down in April and May, but even after excluding that factor, consumers increased their spending only modestly. Without gas station sales, retail spending rose just 0.1% in May, after dropping a similar amount in April. Gas prices also get the credit for driving down a measure of U.S. wholesale prices last month by the most since July of 2009. Not counting food and energy, the prices rose modestly. Also, former Secretary of State Colin Powell says he's against any direct U.S. military involvement in violence-ravaged Syria. Powell told CBS's This Morning program he thinks that it really is a civil war. The retired Army general says he doesn't think there's much the U.S. can do except to work with the international community. And the National Zoo is celebrating a milestone of the birth of two fishing cats, an endangered species. Officials at the zoo in Washington say the twin kittens were the first fishing cats to be bred and produced at the zoo. The zoo says fishing cats are disappearing from their native habitats in India and Southeast Asia due to water pollution, poaching, and shrimp farming. News time is 8:11.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Betty Truitt, age 74 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Betty Truitt will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Anthony Dole of Atlantic died June the 6th. Funeral services for Anthony Dole will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Carpenter, age 68 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bill Carpenter will be today at 2 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Fulmer Pete Nelson, age 90, a longtime rural Oneida resident, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pete Nelson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oneida. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Craig Cummins, age 55, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Craig Cummins will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Carol Jr. Washburn, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died in January. Memorial services with full military honors for Carol Washburn will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Frank Orville Meyer, age 86, a longtime business owner in Stewart, died Saturday in Panora. A visitation tribute for Frank Meyer Jr. will be held on Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Bobby Ray Blake, age 57, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bobby Blake will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lois Kyle, age 89, of Yale, died Sunday in Perry. Graveside services for Lois Kyle will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Yale Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Madeline Lorraine Miller Strom, age 84, who's formerly of the Fontenelle area, died May 17th. Celebration of life services for Madeline Strom will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Lee Blatt, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Monday at CCMH. Graveside services for Robert Blatt will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Elizabeth McLaren, age 87, of the Cumberland and Messina areas, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Elizabeth McLaren are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Harold Kleinpaste, age 92, of Harlan, died Saturday. Services for Harold Kleinpaste are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.